Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski, and he's going to tell us about a ride-along that he did on Monday with Congressman Dave Loebsack. All right, well, Chief, you went on a ride-along with Congressman Dave Loebsack. Tell me how this got started. Did he contact you wanting to do a ride-along?
It really started about a week ago. He did a conference call with a lot of the law enforcement chiefs and sheriffs in his district, and I'd actually signed up to participate in it, couldn't make it, and his office actually followed up with me, contacted me, and wanted to know if I had any comments to make, and spoke to one of his staffers for a while, and at the conclusion of it, I was asked if I would be interested in the congressman riding along with me at some point. And
So was it your comments that made him interested, or was it just because you couldn't make it to the conference call?
I think what it is Congressman Loebsack's trying to really touch base with everybody in the district. So this isn't a unique ride-along. He's done this throughout the district, and I think he did one as recently as Saturday in Cedar County.
So what kind of things did you guys talk about on the ride-along?
A number of things. First, I took the opportunity to really get him well acquainted with Pella. Now, the congressman's been here before. He's been here for tulip time and really had a lot of good things to say about the community. But I just wanted to intimately introduce him to a lot of the aspects of the community, everything from a lot of the residential neighborhoods that we have, some of the development that's going on there, and a couple of the community projects that we're engaging in. And just had the opportunity again to explain some of them to him and how Pella's moving forward.
It's probably a pretty good chance for him to see Pella without any kind of fanfare around it, because a lot of the times that politicians will come visit a town, it's for either a special event or there's an event being held for them. So this probably gives them a pretty accurate, realistic look at what the town's like.
Oh, exactly. It was essentially a one-on-one for over an hour, and he was very engaging, had a lot of good questions about the community. He serves on the, I believe it's the Education and Workforce Committee, so he was very interested in the Career Academy that Pella Community Schools are putting together in conjunction with DMAC. And, again, took a particular interest in that. A couple of the projects, like the hydroelectric plant, we took some time to go down to the dam and take a look at that. He asked a lot about how the utility runs currently. A lot of questions about the parks and recs as well. What are some of the things that are going on in the community for, community health and whatnot. So we discussed the sports complex that's going in, the golf courses, the aquatic center.
So where did this conference call start? Does he talk with you guys about law enforcement-related issues, or is it really about communities as a whole?
Well, the conference call really was focused on President Obama's gun legislation and what do we need to do within the 2nd District to keep our communities safe. That was the focus of it, and we did discuss those things as well.
So you talked about the gun violence issue. What are your thoughts on how to deal with gun violence, and what were the thoughts of some of the other law enforcement leaders?
Well, first, I believe President Obama's legislation is really focused on three areas. One is background checks, high-capacity magazines, and assault weapons. I agree absolutely with the background checks. That's very important to do, but there does need to be some improvements made there. For instance, somebody with a mental health problem that really is prohibited from having a gun, and they move to say they move to Iowa from another state, how are we going to be able to track that? There's really no provision for that right now. And when you deal with mental health issues, you run up against HIPAA as well. And so that's going to be quite a challenge to get through that obstacle, but it's one that has to be addressed because it's one of the most important aspects of this type of legislation. As far as high-capacity magazines and assault weapons ban, again, how do you define an assault weapon? You know, you can hold a firearm up in front of somebody and they may call it an assault weapon when it actually is not. So that's a little bit ambiguous, and we'd really have to drill down on something like that before we could ever think of moving forward there. My thoughts on the matter personally really deal with the person, not the weapon. Every single one of these incidents we've had, everything from Aurora, Colorado to Columbine and everything in between, a gun didn't jump off of a shelf and run around shooting people. There was a person behind that firearm that was, you know, firing it. And until we address that problem, we're really just dealing on the periphery of the true problem. We're going after guns, but there's a shooter behind each and every one of those that has to be addressed, and we need to get to the root of that problem to get true resolution to the problem.
So were you able to talk with Lobsack about that on the ride-along?
Yes, we did.
And what are his thoughts on it? Is there anything specific that he wants to see go through with it?
Well, you know, for a man in his position, this is a very frustrating situation because something needs to be done. What is the correct resolution to it? And that's what he's doing. He's out there trying to mine as much information from the people on the front lines as he can to really come to a proper resolution. He didn't confide to me where he was leaning. It was a fact-finding mission.
Oh, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you very much, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard about a ride-along with Congressman Dave Lobsack from Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.